Well, hey guys, it's Portia Who That Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I'd like to say that I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I am super excited because I get to guest audio podcast on my good friend and coworker, Susan Ned, aka beingsusanned.com. And if you haven't heard her story, you are missing one of the most incredible stories ever told. I don't even want to give a spoiler alert, but she does some incredible things with health and wellness because of something that happened in her life that was tragic. You never could imagine in the prime and the youth of your life having a heart attack. Okay. And I'm like looking back, just saying to myself, oh my gosh, you think about those types of things when you're like, you're saying, okay, maybe, you know, when you're 60 or 70, maybe you have to fear some of those things happening in your life, but you never think about those things happening when you're really, really young. And so when it happens to you, you realize you have to make some changes. And she has been proactive in her attempt to get awareness, just get the word out there that your health is important to you. And I love when you visit her website, it's like Susan Ned's Kitchen, and you can kind of see where she's going with it, where it's like real advice to you when you are in the prime of your life and you just think that you have a long time before diabetes or high blood pressure or cholesterol or any of those things are attached to your name. You think you have some time for it, and she's there just letting you know that you can prepare your life right now. Now, at what age you are right now, so that those are the things that are not named among you. You know, everybody doesn't have to have diabetes. Everybody doesn't have to have high blood pressure, cholesterol, or any of those things, sugar, as we call it. We don't have to have those things named among us. And sometimes you think, well, it runs in my family. I always say, trip that joker, okay? Throw something out, plant a trap. If it's been running in your family, set something up so that it trips and it falls. Don't let it continue to run. See, what really runs in your family is bad habits. And so those habits, bad habits, are passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. And so because you have all these bad habits, you just think that you're doomed to have diabetes. I'm just going to have sugar. I'm just going to have high blood pressure. You know what? My mama had it. My daddy had it. My sister had it. And I'm just going to have it. No, you don't have to have it, because it's the habits that you have that's causing you to have the same things. You know what they say? The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. If you eat the same things that your mother and your father and your grandfather's and them eating or ate. Okay, that's funny. That's a blooper. Okay, if you were eating the same thing that they were eating back then of course you are going to have the same situations happen inside of your body. You're going to have hot flashes and your blood pressure is going to go up, and you're going to have sugar diabetes, and you're going to be sticking yourself in a finger, you know, sticking yourself in the finger, and it's going to be awful. And I just can't imagine. You're going to be buying a blood pressure machine and putting it, you know, hooking yourself up at home, and your children are going to be looking at you trying to figure out what in the world is going on with you, mom, what in the world is going on with you, dad, because we have the same habits. So I am just asking you to go ahead, if this is something that you have been interested in, go take a look at beingsusanned.com. Get the full story, get to read her full story, see what she went through, see what she experienced, and take some of the advice off of her site. I cannot wait to share more of how it's helped me and how I've benefited from changing just some of the things that I've been known, you know, just been doing all my life, just because I've just been doing it. It's just my mama did it, my daddy did it, and that's why I was doing it. And I didn't know to stop until I realized that I needed to change my habits. And so I just can't wait to share with you for the rest of this week on what types of things you can do to kind of change some of your lifestyle changes so that you don't have the same things named among you when the time comes. All right. Enjoy. Take care.